Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to once again thank those joining us here on the radio side of our program, those tuning in to 92.3 FM. Let's welcome our good friends joining us online around the world, thanks to blogtalkradio.com, either through our switchboard, our live chat, or our podcast. We welcome all of you back to the program. Pastor Marusak was our guest last half hour. He's an actor and model who was able to step out of fear and walk on faith to see himself being able to pursue his own career in the entertainment industry. Our next guest is someone else who is not, of course, an individual who is afraid of taking chances. She's a recording artist that has been respected, but also is always sharing new things with her fans and with the world. Bree Cooper is back with us to talk to us about her musical journey, what it's been like for her to do what she loves, and then, of course, to be able to encourage and inspire people along the way. Bree, good afternoon, and welcome back to Conversations Live.
Good afternoon. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Well, look, the pleasure is definitely all mine. You and I were talking briefly before we went on here, and it's hard to believe, you know, it's been now almost 5 months since the last time that you were on the program. And, you know, you and I have been able to stay in contact. Bree, I want to talk about something that someone mentioned to me actually after that first interview, and I went back over the weekend actually and listened to it. And they were talking about how you are a person that is not afraid to take risks. Do you think that has been one of the things that has been one of the catalysts to your success, that you have not been afraid of taking risks when it comes to doing something that you love?
I think that's a very astute judgment, because that is so true with me. I've never been afraid to take a risk and to do things that are not done before and maybe experiment a little. And sometimes it just has to do with listening to myself. And
yeah,
knowing that you have to take a chance in everything. You know, there's always a fear of losing. It's great if you win, but at the same time, what better growth does one get through taking chances sometimes for a positive reason? You know,
right,
if it means me exploring my side of being an artist, a musician, a person, and pushing the envelope in ways that, for me, I might not look at in any other way. You know, sometimes I might be too scared to be like, oh, no, I don't want to try that. But then it's interesting how when we all try something new, that's the experience that we grow the most from. So
exactly.
I do take a lot of risks, you know. And a lot of people might be like, oh, I like it, I don't like it. But at the same time, it's, you know, it's me, and I've never wanted anyone to kind of control me or say that they can control my destiny.
Right, exactly. And I think that's the thing. I think with anybody who's going to be successful, you have to be willing to step out. Now, so kind of take us back, you know, because the single that you're going to be actually premiering for us here is another sign, I think, of not only of your skill and also your gift, but also your ability to be able to take us to somewhere new. When did you first know that you had this gift? Because I think that's the question a lot of people ask Brian. I'm sure you've heard it. Is, well, how do I know I have a gift? I know I like to do something, but how do I know this is what I'm supposed to be doing? How did you know that music was it for you, that was going to be the gateway for you to be able to speak to the world?
You know, my dad always says something very interesting to me, that you get your self-esteem not from just yourself, but from other people. So it became more of not only my choir teacher hearing me, it became the point where my parents heard me. And then when everyone gave me a standing ovation because I was singing like a classical singer, but at the age of 11 with no voice lessons or anything. And then the more you hear from other people that, oh, my gosh, you know, there's something different, you need to pursue it. And those are the people that kind of push you along the way. You might not realize what your gift is, but I've always been very good about, one, listening to others and really thinking for myself. You know, I don't need anybody to think for me. And I've always gone about my life that way. And the more I listen to people and I really sit back and I really think about what people say to me. So I might not come up with an answer or a response right then, But, you know, over the years, it's been a lot of people just encouraging me and telling me, especially when I first started out, you know, at, I guess 11, when people started really saying, you know, this is something more than just, you know, oh, it's a nice voice. And you just listen to people, and you get it from other people. When people keep telling you the same thing over and over, you kind of have to listen to it.
Right.
And I guess it was the same thing. You know, my mom was an opera singer, so she kind of had an idea. And my dad just loved classical music anyway. So it was really important for them to just kind of encourage me. And so I think it's just that, just a matter of listening to other people. And if they keep saying the same thing over and over, you know, especially if it's something positive about your voice or positive about your skill or your talent, you know, it's time to just kind of listen and then wonder, figure out the ways that you can explore it so that it's, one, not threatening, because anything that's there, you don't want anybody negative saying anything about it. You want to just explore it. You know, you don't have to do too much talking about it. You just explore it on your own. You go take classes. You see how you like it. You start surrounding yourself with positive people that are doing the same types of things. And I found that to be instrumental. You just have to find people who are of like mind, and you start collaborating with them. You start networking with them, and they sort of start guiding you the same way.
Right. And I think that's the thing. It's interesting because by your being guided by the gift, you're then able to be a light to other people and to show them what's possible. And we're going to come back to that, Bridget, because I think that's a really good point for all of our listeners to be able to remember. But for those that are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. Bree Cooper is back with us, talking with us not only about her own love of music, but what it's been like for her to share that music with the world and not to be afraid in doing it. And during our last conversation, Bree, I mentioned I was speaking with an actor, and he was talking about how, you know, at the age of 19, he packed up his things because he knew acting was what he wanted to do, and he moved to L.A., and not 6 months later, he, you know, is starring in his first film. And, mm-hmm. you know, we talked about the importance of not being afraid and how when you live your life unafraid, how that opens up the door for blessings. You know, you had that, you know, that foundation that, you know, that I think is always important, and that is having parents that, you know, also had a love for music. Did they also tell you, Bree, the importance of, even though you might like what they do, about the importance of being an individual in doing it?
They did. They've always told me that, one, don't ever forget the expectations that they put on me, you know, from them, that what they wanted for me. Mm-hmm. And I never forgot about that, and I think that's very important for all parents. You know, you have to give your child some sort of expectations. Everybody these days is afraid to give your kids goals, but they want to please you, and I think that was the thing with me, that my parents gave me expectations to live up to. So, of course, you don't want to disappoint them. I never wanted to disappoint them, and I just tried to keep things going in a positive way. And they also, you know, taught me how to think for myself. You know, they definitely looked, I have five sisters, so they looked at all of us very different. We all have different gifts, different qualities, but at the same time, they knew that, you know, I was going to be the musician in the family and that they had to go about working with me a little differently than they had to with all my other sisters. So it was more a matter of teaching me, because there were going to be times when, you know, I had to be out on the road. And my parents definitely had a very long talk with me before I did my first tour about their expectations of me when I am on the road. And it goes beyond, you know, oh, we expect you to be this big star. It just went to just, you know, morally, just a moral compass.
Yeah.
Don't forget who you are. Don't forget who we've raised, you know, that kind of thing.
But you know what? I think that in itself, though, shares a whole lot. For one thing, it shows not only the ability to trust, but also the ability to let go. Because I think that's the thing, too. Sometimes we can hold on too tight, and we can stifle it. And I think knowing when it's time to you know, to let go and to allow you to be able to do what you're, you know, you were meant to do, I think says a whole lot. And that brings us to where we are today, Bree, you know, talking about being able to do what, you know, what you were meant to do. I remember the phone conversation we had where you were telling me about this new project you were working on. You were so excited about it. Talk to us about the single we're going to be listening to today.
Well, the single you're going to be listening to today is called Segno di Pace Fino, and basically, in translation, it means your peace signs up. And I love the music, and I love classical music, but people don't realize that as much as I listen to classical music, I listen to all types of music. I listen to world music, I listen to country, everything. And, you know, with all of the events that have been happening over the past several, you know, especially months and years, I collaborated with an artist about just how can I come up with a song that is classical but yet can influence another group, another audience that might not listen to classical music. But, of course, with me, I've always wanted to spread my love of classical music and also educate the audience, where you can listen to both. You can listen to classical, you can listen to all the types of genres of music and still be educated. And I wanted to put a message out there that spoke about peace and what that means in our lives these days and how do people go along finding peace. And also, at the root of all fear is really peace. You know, when you think about how fearful people have been and your reactions, your actions that you do that are negative, I mean, everybody, it's all rooted in fear. But if you get rid of that, what's left? You know, you have peace and you have love.
Right.
You know, and that's the opposite of it all. So I wanted to definitely try to find some sort of way I could merge classical with maybe a more contemporary sound, which now I call urban classical. There's a great artist, his name is Carlito, and he listens to the music, there's a group called the Decepticon Boys that made the beats for it. And he listened to it, and he was just like, you know, I really feel it. I want it. And I was working with artists who all also had the same like mind as me, kind of when it came to what I wanted and peace and how can we spread that through the music.
Right.
So he came up with his lyrics, and, of course, I put it with the lyrics that I've sung, and it's from, we sampled a song sung by Andrea Bocelli. So it's Time to Say Goodbye, and it was also sung by Sarah Brightman. So I loved that song. So I wanted to definitely sample that and put that in there. Plus, it's very ethereal. And also, it's just kind of time to say goodbye to all the hatred, the bigotry, the violence. It's time to say goodbye to all that and embrace a world of peace. And one of the reasons why I wanted to do kind of classical with a mixed genre is because that's where the world is headed these days. You know, you cannot embrace one art form without embracing another art form. And if you look in the news, we are all starting. I think the positive parts of it is that we are all starting to understand all cultures.
Right.
And we're starting to embrace that, even in the school system. You know, they're going to Common Core, which basically is another way for kids to start working together so that they embrace all different cultures, all different backgrounds, all different ideas that come to the table. So that's what I felt like with classical music. I think that's part of probably the reason why so many people are kind of not turned off by it, but still apprehensive about approaching it, because it can be unapproachable, but you can't do that anymore. You have to bring in everybody. So that's you know, that was the original intention behind this, and to definitely spread a message to some of the younger kids and also to a more, you know, classical music, who some of us are, people are like, oh, you listen to classical music, you know, there's this specific type of stereotype. But then
right.
I also want to shed the light that, no, I like to party too. I like to have a good time. I like to listen to great music and fun music too. So that was the whole intention behind it.
And you know what? And you can have both. And I think that's the thing. So since we have you here with us, Bridget, go ahead and introduce the single for us.
Well, this single is called Segno di Pace Fino, is it Italian for peace signs up, And I just love it. I hope everyone enjoys it. And Cyrus, thank you so much for letting me actually premiere the song on your station.
Glad to do it. Hope you all enjoyed it as well.
Put your peace signs up. Latin America, put your peace size up, size up, size up. Put your peace size up, size up, size up. I want to see the whole world with their peace size up now. I ain't forgot you. This track ain't long enough.
And there you have the brand new single by Bree Cooper. Again, peace signed up, of course. That's about as best as I can do with it, with it, Bree. I'm not going to try to actually say the actual name. But I think, you know, what is so great about that song, and the first time I heard it, I thought this, and that is that it kind of is a perfect example of what the world is. You know, we are not a monolithic society as human beings. There's everything, right, you know, that's in this song as far as that people will be able to love and to be able to take away from it. You know, when someone hears music that carries your name, what is your hope other than, of course, the enjoying the beauty of the voice? What do you hope they're able to take away from music by Bree Cooper?
Just basically someone who, one, shares a passion about life, about peace, about loving what they do, which is very important, and also, you know, a great world-class classical singer who's not afraid to take risks and chances if it means exposing the world to different types of music. You know, something
right,
that will definitely educate in the meantime, along with what I do. So, you know, I just love it.
There you go. Again, you know, that is one of the great things about music, the ability to be able to reach people where they are. And, Bree, I think you've done it again with this single. Bree Cooper, everyone. Bree, let our listeners know how they can stay in contact with you and tell them where they can go to be able to enjoy the single and also share it with those that they know.
Yeah, definitely. Well, we'll start with the single. You can still listen to it. It's on SoundCloud. You can go to Urban Classical, and also you can go to my page, which is The Mezzo Maven, and it's up. It's up now until probably Wednesday, so you can go enjoy it, tell your friends about it, listen to it, let me know what you think about it. Also on Facebook, please like my page. If you like what I'm doing, please like it. It's Bridget Cooper, Mezzo Soprano. And Twitter, some of you already follow me. Thank you so much. And please tell your friends. It's Bridget Cooper, B-R-I-D-G-E-T-T, Cooper, on Twitter. And also, you know, I do a blog as well on WordPress, which is The Mezzo Maven. And this month I am in Black Enterprise Magazine, which just hit the newsstands this past Tuesday. So please go out and support that magazine as well. It's I believe it's page 43. It's called Classic Notes. And I really had a great time doing that photo shoot and the interview, and we're talking about classical music.
Wow. Okay, so page 43 in the new issue of Black Enterprise Magazine. We'll definitely make a note of that as well to be able to share that. Congratulations on that, Bree. You know, and congratulations on what you're doing, I think, and being able to open people's minds, because you brought up a really good point before we introduced the single, and that is that people sometimes have their minds closed as to music and how different genres of music can speak to them. And I think some of the greatest minds out there have been influenced by various genres of music, and I appreciate your being able to open up the door to classical music for individuals of the hip-hop community or for anyone who may have thought, oh, okay, I don't think that's something I enjoy. I think hearing a song like what we just heard would help them to see that, oh, okay, yeah, I do like that. You know, what else might I like? And I think that is the thing. That is a great thing to be able to open up that door. So congratulations on that. And again, as Bree said, we actually tagged her on Facebook and Twitter with our link to this conversation, so you guys can easily find her there. But she is on Facebook and Twitter, so make sure you guys connect with her there as well. Bridget, again, congratulations.
May I say one more thing?
Oh, yeah, sure.
I'm
go ahead.
So sorry. May I say one last little thing? I just wanted to remind everyone to please continue to support my CD. Thank you so much. I think from your last show, actually, my CD sales increased by 35%. So please continue to purchase my CD. And it is called Heavenly Grass, Great American Art Songs, and it is on CD Baby.
All right, so CD Baby. And they should just look up Bridget Cooper, Bridget?
Yep, Bridget Cooper. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And we'll make sure to post the link again, too.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, we'll definitely do that again. And thank you for letting us know about that. Bridget, congratulations again to you, and we're looking forward to the next conversation with you.
Thank you. Yes, definitely. Thank you so much. Thank you, all your listeners, everything. Thank you.
Okay, no problem. Glad to do it. Now, if you guys came in late and missed part of the conversation with Bree, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast about 5 minutes as we go off the air here. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. That's conversations with an S. liveradio.com. Also, if you're friends with us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, the links are available on both of those places. Head over to facebook.com/CyrusWeb or twitter.com/CyrusWeb. You'll find the link there. Click on the link. You can go back and listen to the show completely for free. And remember that Bridget's new single is available on SoundCloud until Wednesday. So make sure you guys go and listen to it, support it. Leave your comments. I'll be leaving mine. And then, of course, let your friends know as well. And then, of course, you can stay in contact with her on Facebook and Twitter as well. Until next time, I'm Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music and, of course, a great book. Thank you all for tuning in to Conversations Live. Make it a great one.